was the kind of news that no expectant parents want to get from their obstetrician. The doctor told them that a recent sonogram revealed that their baby had a 1 in 10,000 heart condition. Their unborn son had a potentially devastating hole in his heart. Now, they had to deliver the baby early, so he was pretty small. But they went ahead and they performed open-heart surgery on his heart, and it was only the size of a nickel. Well, he made it, and I was privileged to be there in infant intensive care, the first time that his father got to hold him, tubes and all. And there in the middle of his tiny chest, there was this 2.5-inch wound covered by a bandage. On the one hand, it was a pretty hard thing for a daddy to see his little son, actually his only son, with that big wound. But that wound was the only way his heart could be healed. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the only way to heal your heart. As I watched that father holding his wounded son, I couldn't help but think, God has a wounded son, his only son. And without his wounds, there's no way my heart could have ever been healed, or that your heart can be healed. That man hanging on that rugged cross, spikes in his hands and feet, a crown of thorns jammed on his head, a deep spear wound in his side, that man is Jesus, God's one and only son. In fact, as I watched a dad holding his only son, his wounded son, some of those precious words in the Bible popped into my mind. I found myself actually saying it out loud. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Now, it really comes to life when you put your name in it. I'll do it with my name. God so loved Ron that he gave his one and only son so that if Ron, I put your name in there, would believe in him, then, yeah, there you go, will not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus' death was no accident. He wasn't a victim. God sent him here to die in our place. He describes it vividly in Isaiah 53:4-5. It's our word for today from the Word of God. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Now that covers every law of God you've ever broken, I've ever broken, every wrong thing we've ever done. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, we are healed. Healed from what? Well, from the deadly sin cancer inside each of us, the spiritual cancer that's always terminal, unless it's cured. And there was only one way that could happen, the wounding and the dying of God's only son. Because only he was qualified to take your place in mine, absorbing all the punishment that we deserve for our sin. Without his wounds, there's no way you or I could ever have our hearts healed of what will otherwise cost us eternal life. The greatest tragedy I can imagine is that you would miss what Jesus spent so much to give you by depending on your religion or your goodness to get your sins forgiven. If there was any other way for you to have your sin forgiven, believe me, Jesus would not have paid the price he paid. You could miss it all by ignoring him or just continually putting him off or by knowing a lot about him but not knowing him. But today, Jesus is extending his nail-scarred hand to you. He didn't stay dead. He rose from the dead to be a living Savior for you, but you have to grab his hand as your only hope of being rescued from the penalty of your sin. And you can do that by telling him you're ready to turn from the sin that separates you from him, and then you're ready to pin all your hopes on him and what he did for you on the cross. Today could be your day to experience this love, this forgiveness for yourself. And if you want that, I'd love to be able to encourage you in that direction. And that is what our website's for. I've provided a brief explanation there of how you can begin your personal relationship with Jesus. Now, you go there today. I would just urge you to do that. It's anewstory.com. That's the website, anewstory.com. Your new story could begin there today. See, because of all that God's Son has done for you, God will never forget what you do with his Son.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.